Hi, this is Louisa Tanner Munson. It is the 13th of April, and this is Astrology Boo number 37. And this is dedicated to all you deep, and sometimes dark and profound Scorpios. So what I'm doing in this recording is giving you an idea as to what the hell is going on in regards to the next 2.5 weeks carrying us to the end of April 2014. Because for those, well, you may or may not know already that on the 15th, in 2 days' time, there's a lunar eclipse, a total lunar eclipse, which is also, it has the same kind of energy as a full moon, but so much more intensely. Then on the 23rd, just over a week later, on Wednesday the 23rd, there's the perfection of the Grand Cardinal Cross, which is creating lots of generational impact at the moment and is affecting people all over the world to lesser or greater degrees. I'll be talking about that. And then on the 29th, Tuesday the 29th, there's a solar eclipse, which is effectively like a new moon, but a very bright and brilliant and powerful one. So there's these three very strong astrological events occurring in the space of the next 2.5 weeks, carrying us up until the end of April. So how is this going to affect you guys, you Scorpios? What's going on at the moment and how can you sail through this energy? Well, what I can see at the moment is, well, it's an interesting time because you're usually a lot more direct and go-gettery than you are at the moment. I'm not sure if go-gettery is a word. I'm quite sure it's not, but I'm sure you get my drift. You've got Saturn going through your first house at the moment, and with it going through your first house, it will be some blessed relief because the last couple, 2.5 years, I guess, you've been slightly out of the public eye. You've been a little bit more reclusive than most, and you've been questioning your path in life. You've been doing lots of questioning your purpose. What's the point of it all? All those kinds of really deep questions and uncovering a lot of your own limited belief systems. So at the moment, with Saturn in your first house, you're rebuilding your personality, you're rebuilding your persona, your image. And so that's creating an interesting dynamic for you. Alongside creating or recreating your public image, you've got currently got, at least over the next month, you've got Lilith, which is an asteroid that tends to, well, it really highlights where we're really betrayed and angry, like really, like crazily angry in our lives. And also Pallas Athena, which is our intellect, our mentality, how we can see patterns in life and things like that. So that's all going on in your 10th house. So I see you rebuilding your persona very much linked in with being somebody who is observing the patterns of life, somebody who is managing the patterns in life, and understanding what makes you crazy and what makes people crazy too. So by extension, it might well be that you are a little bit on the crazy side yourself, because you know if that's the kind of world you're in at the moment, you'll be reflecting that. But it's very much an indication to me that whatever craziness is going on around you, you're noticing the patterns, the triggers, the mechanisms that are creating it, and you're able to fathom them out. And this is what this time's about. It's about reorganizing your life in a way that gets rid of the crazies. I hope I haven't lost you. So what's actually happening on the 15th then? The 23rd and the 29th. And obviously, there's loads more than that going on in your life too, but that's just an illustration of some of the longer-term issues that are going on. But what I can see going on right now for you, and in particular for the time of the full total lunar eclipse coming at you on the 15th of April. Well, this is straddling the 6th and 12th houses for you. Now, the 6th is very much to do with your work, your kind of day-to-day world. It also looks at your health, and it also looks at, I guess, how well-organized you are and how you serve everybody, how you serve the world. The 12th house really looks at how you serve yourself and your own unravelling. It really looks at your unconscious mind. So it's fascinating that the total lunar eclipse is occurring, straddling these houses for you. In the 6th house, you've got Uranus, which is going to be conjunct Mercury on the day. Having that in your 6th house alone shows that there's a lot of changes on your day-to-day living. Maybe the kinds of work you're doing, you're having to think about in a new way. Or maybe you're stopping work for any number of unknown reasons. But it shows... it shows stopping and starting and stopping and starting. So there's not much, it's not very smooth, your life. Like your day-to-day running of life is not very smooth. It's very chaotic. It's very eccentric. You might be doing one thing one day and something completely different the next. The troubles with how that reacts to your health is that it can make you tire and get very, very erratic because of all the change going on. But provided you're prepared for that and you're having a life that matches your own purpose, then it won't be so bad. But for those of you that feel like they're fitting themselves into a box that no longer fits them, this is actually going to be quite a troubling total lunar eclipse. You've got the moon in your 12th house, which is your unconscious mind, your undoing, the place of where everything gets uncovered. It's like all the scary stuff in your attic. You've got that there, but the north node, which really looks at karma and the one of the tasks in life at the moment, like one of your immediate karmic tasks is to unravel your brain, you know, unravel all the patterns and just let them go. Almost as if what you've been working at for the last couple of years is due for a big release. You've got Mars retrograde going through your 12th house as well, which shows that as things are being, as you're emerging and uncovering things, you're feeling quite irritable about it. It's making you a little bit irritable. It's making you a little bit edgy. So that will be having an effect on your health. So do whatever you can to stay mentally healthy. The best way I would suggest having having Uranus in your 6th house really is an indication to me that you need to create a life that allows you to adapt to change quickly. So if you've got a life that's got so many expectations that have to be met at a certain time, in a certain place, in a certain way, every single week, I didn't see that as being something that's going to work for you right now. You need a life that's going to adapt and be resourced, and you need to find a way to be organised and happy with the level of organisation that you've got, living in an unexpected way. So that is a tension in itself, because I know quite a few Scorpios. I've got a strong Scorpio ascendant myself, so I understand the need to want to control your environment. This time in your life is largely unscripted, I have to say. Then something else that's happening, so that's going on immediately around the 15th. One of the ways that you can let go of some of that stuff is to, invite some loving, invite some sensuality, be passionate and be creative. There's a lot going on in your 5th house of giving birth to ideas, of creativity, of sexuality and sexual expression. So one of the ways of reducing some of this tension would be just to have a big old love-in around the 15th, so that a lot of these issues can just be largely ignored because you're in a place of pleasure. And I could see the home as being one of these places where you can really escape to during this time. You've got Priapus there, which in your area of home, which just really highlights a delicious need for privacy right now. Anyway, on the 23rd, when all the energies of what's going on around the world get exact, the same kind of tensions are going to rise. The one between, you know, how you manage your life with all the sudden expenses, the sudden changes, the sudden this, that, and the other. And what I can also see is, even though your mind frame has been opened quite considerably since Jupiter's been in Cancer, you've got very philosophical, your basic hardwiring has been changing quite a lot over the last couple of years. Whilst that is going on, you've got Pluto in your 3rd house of communications, and also siblings, and also neighbours, and also environment. So what I'm seeing is that maybe around the 23rd, you realise that you don't quite fit in into your environment, and that where you want to transform your environment and be an agent of change there, that it's not recognised, it's not enjoyed, and in many respects, people are just telling you to mind your own business. So bear that in mind for the 23rd. It's an area for development. I guess the more you work on yourself, the more you'll realise that you've outgrown the environment that you live in. Your environment have to grow with you for it to be the right place. So, you know, this might be the time to consider a move over, you know, start planning it. On the 29th then, you've got a new moon or solar eclipse going on in Taurus, which is in your seventh house, which will be a really blessed relief because it's going to move some of the energies away from your own psyche and what it means to be you living in your world. And it's actually going to take your focus out to the people you're serving, out to the people you live with, the people you share your life with, your friends, your lover, your husband, your children. It's going to create a new bonding, a new understanding, and you're about to start a new, you've got a new start to create something really beautiful. It's very much away from me, 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 me. It's about we. So you'll be pretty relieved at the end of the month because this has all been about your own personal and private discovery of who you are. You'll be able to take this knowledge further from the 29th of April and put it into practice with the people you love. I hope that's useful, Scorpio. Let me know if you want any more guidance or any more tips or for me to apply it to your actual birth chart, then give me a call or connect with me on louisatannermunson@gmail.com, or you can also connect up via astrologyboo.com. Bye for now and enjoy the rest of April.